This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, speaking to him at his home right outside of Los Angeles, California, is Hal Lindsey. He doesn't need any other type of description because everyone listening has heard of him, has either heard about his books or read his books. And Hal, why at this moment did you feel it imperative to put together the best teaching you could about end time events on this video we're offering, Evidence of the End Time?
Well, it really grew out of the program I do on TBN called the International Intelligence Briefing. I just became overwhelmed with how rapidly things were fitting into that exact predicted scenario of events that would come together just before the return of Christ. I saw them fitting there exponentially, and so I just felt compelled to put something out that would put it all together and show people how close we really must be to the coming of Christ.
Now, on yesterday's broadcast, where we ran out of time, I stated that you made a public prediction that this was back in 91,
yes,
that you saw the world of Islam would become the most dangerous system to world peace. And I had the question posed to you, how did you see, anyone can see it today, just pick up any newspaper, but how did you see it in 91?
Well, when the Soviet Union disintegrated, I was intensely restudying prophecy, and the Holy Spirit just really highlighted something that was there all the time, and I should have seen it, and that is what an enormous role the descendants of Ishmael and Esau were going to play in the final events of world history before Christ returns. In fact, they would be the catalyst, according to prophecy, that would start the last war called the War of Armageddon. And so as I looked, I saw what with the fall of the Shah in Iran and the tremendous changes that took place toward Islamic fundamentalism in Iran, how that was triggering a great revival of Islamic fundamentalism. And then I just have to say the Holy Spirit fit it together for me and prompted me to write an intelligence review called Islam, the World's Greatest Threat. And I wrote that in 1991. And I could just see that it was clear in prophecy that they were going to be a global threat and that it was coming rapidly.
Now, Hal, I have personally, by studying your literature and videos, etc., I've seen where you have hit home runs based on your knowledge of Scripture as to what was going to happen. Out of curiosity, have you ever had egg on your face? Have you ever really missed it big time on prophecy?
There is one time when I wrote The Late Great Planet Earth, that was in 1969, where I said, if this is the time that I think it is, and if a generation is 40 years, and if it began with the founding of Israel, Christ could come as early as 1988. Now, there was a lot of ifs and coulds and so forth in there, but that's the closest I've come to really having egg on my face.
Now, if you were to make that statement again and change the year, what year would you put in there?
You know, I wouldn't put a year.
Oh!
I will say this. You know, Jesus said, after he gave many prophecies and answers to his apostles' question, what would be the time of his coming and the what would be the sign of his coming of the end of the age? When he gave all these predictions, he stepped back and he gave an application. He said, now learn the sign of the fig tree, or learn the parable of the fig tree. When its limbs first become tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is there. So in a parable, there's one basic point, and it's very obvious what his point was in that parable, that when the first leaves appear on the fig tree, you know that the general time of summer is there. Then he applies that. He says, even so, when you see all these things, referring to the signs of prophecy about the end times, when you see all of them, not just a few, but all of them coming up in concert, he said, recognize, and that's a command, I am at the door. And then he applies it. He says, truly I say to you, this generation, the one that sees all the signs coming together, will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. Well, I believe we are that generation, and that we are deep into that generation. So, and then he said, but of the day and hour, no one knows. Well, he commands us to know the general time, but he says we cannot know the specific time, the day or the hour. So I believe we're right in the middle of the general time, and Christ could come at any minute.
Okay, you were right on the button in your prediction on Islam. What does the Bible say will happen to the Arabs?
Well, the warnings are horrific, and there will be some that will somehow come to true faith in the midst of this. But Ezekiel chapters 36 through 39, which is really one message, predicts and warns all of the descendants of Ishmael and Esau, which are generally called Edom. It's a collective word to describe all of them in the last days. It's a warning to them that God is going to judge them severely because of they usurped his land, and that they sought to keep it away from his people, when he predicts that they're going to come to that power.
Well, I do know you have a dog now.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm very excited.
It's okay. I want you to give a little teaching right now from Psalm 83. Would you explain what some of these nations are that are mentioned here, and what that says, verse 3 to 7, Psalm 83?
Now, this is a prophecy that is really amazing, because it does hit right on the issue of this thing. It says, they made shrewd plans against thy people and conspire together against thy treasured ones. They have said, come and let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. That could have been at the latest meeting in Jakarta, in the Southeast Asia, where the Muslims got together. It could be Radio Damascus today. But it says in verse 5, for they have conspired together with one mind against thee, do they make a covenant. The tents of Edom, which is the descendants of Esau, and the Ishmaelites, which are all of these together are the Arabs, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal and Ammon, and Amalek. These are Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. All of these today are the nations that surround the reborn state of Israel. Then he says, Assyria, which is Syria, also has joined with them. They have become a help to the children of Lot. The children of Lot, of course, were in what is today the kingdom of Jordan. So it talks about the fact that in the last days, these would confederate together, and their joint reason for confederating together is to destroy the people of the nation of Israel.
Tell me what your read is on Syria.
You know, I have had this sense of something that's coming there. It's in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. Syria has been the greatest sponsor of terrorists to hit Israel of any other nation in the world. And you name it, they've got the base for these terrorist organizations in Syria.
So the U.S. should be as offended with Syria as Israel is.
Oh, absolutely. And my concern is that with the latest movements going on there, the United States has already accused Syria because the terrorists are coming across the Syrian border into Iraq to attack our troops. But Syria also has a number of missiles, and they have an extensive biological chemical warfare array of weapons. If things get out of hand there and Syria launches a missile at Israel.
Which, by the way, I unfortunately see a scenario like that.
I do, too. Because, you know, Israel hit north of Damascus and the planes hit and left before they even knew they were there. And this really angered the Syrians. But if something like that happens again, they may launch a weapon at Israel. And if they launch a weapon of mass destruction like chemical or biological warfare on them, they'll hit Damascus. And Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1 says that Damascus will cease from being a city. It'll be obliterated. Well, Damascus is the longest continuously inhabited city on earth, and it's never been destroyed.
So what will the European Union and the United Nations have to say if Israel, in retaliation, nukes Syria?
Oh, my. I mean, it'll be, the repercussions would be enormous. But,
you know, I asked you earlier what you see happening next.
Yes.
That's what I see happening next.
Yeah, that's because the destruction of Damascus is not related to the War of Armageddon. It seems to be an event that takes place in the end times, but independently.
All right, Saudi Arabia, our good friends. What's your spin there?
You know, I just saw on one of the intelligence sites yesterday that I use all the time, Debka file, it's called. They're usually right. They announced that Pakistan has signed an agreement with Saudi Arabia wherein they're going to put nuclear-tipped missiles in Saudi Arabia.
Oy vey. Look, hold that thought. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. You need his special teaching video designed for the last days, the title Evidence of the End Time. It's available for a donation of $30 or more. Your whole family must see this. You should have this at your church. Play it. Few Christians understand where we are in history. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Oh, it's a living Zion for the